translation. There were also many other temples of various forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, established by great sages and demigods. These temples were marked with the chief emblems of the Lord, and they reminded one always of the original personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. Human society is divided into four social orders of life and four spiritual divisions. Applying to each and every individual person, the system is called Varnashram Dharma and has already been discussed in many places in this great literature. The sages or persons who completely devoted themselves to the spiritual upliftment of the entire human society were known as the Dvijadeva, the best amongst the twice born. The denizens of superior planets, from the moon planet and upwards, were known as Devas. Now, both the Dvijadevas and the Devas always established temples of Lord Vishnu in his various forms, such as Govinda, Madhusudana, Narsimha, Madhava, Keshava, Narayana, Padmanabha, Partha Sarthi, and many others. The Lord expands himself in innumerable forms, but all of them are non-different from one another. Lord Vishnu has four hands, and each hand holds a particular item, either a conch shell, wheel, club, or lotus flower. Of these four emblems, the chakra or wheel is the chief. Lord Krishna, being the original Vishnu form, has only one emblem, namely the wheel, and therefore he is sometimes called the chakri. The Lord's chakra is the symbol of the power by which the Lord controls the whole manifestation. The tops of Vishnu temples are marked with the symbol of the wheel, so the people may have the chance to see the symbol from a very long distance and at once remember Lord Krishna. The purpose of building very high temples is to give people a chance to see them from a distant place. This system is carried on in India whenever a new temple is constructed, and it appears that it is coming down from a time before recorded history. The foolish propaganda by atheists that temples were constructed only in later days is refuted here, because Vidura visited these temples at least 5,000 years ago, and the temples of Vishnu were in existence long, long before Vidura visited them. The great sages and demigods never established statues of men or demigods, but they established temples of Vishnu for the benefit of common men to raise them to the platform of God consciousness. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasme Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tvam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapt Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Maum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesh Shunyavadi Paschati Deshatarine Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. I'm extremely grateful to the management here and the devotees here in Bhakti Vedanta manner for so kindly giving me the opportunity to be here in this holy dham of Bhaktivedanta manor and to be of some service to you. Especially my great pleasure and privilege to be here on this 50th anniversary of the occasion of Srila Prabhupada establishing this most holy dham. My name is Balaram Leela Das. I had the good fortune of serving as a Dean Development and Administration at the Bhakti Vedanta Research Center, which was started in 2009 by His Grace Hariswari Prabhu and His Grace Pranava Prabhu in Kolkata. And before I forget, I want to invite all of you to also come over and see what actually is like a library of ISKCON with several rare manuscripts of our acharyas and books. So please come over. We have a full guest house waiting for you. So that was the first thing I wanted to share. Now the Bhaktivedanta Research Center is also in Mumbai and Pune and Jagannath Puri Dham, Vrindavan, and also now a place in New York. And now also hoping to start it by your kind blessings in UK with the Naveen Krishna Prabhu and other senior devotees here. Gauranga Prabhu is also taking care of the service after Hariswari Prabhu is not so active in the management now due to his health. So the reason I'm saying this, I will be covering briefly the verse, but then with your kind blessings, would also take the opportunity to briefly give an overview of the Bhaktivedanta Research Center Seva. And there is also some exhibits of some copies of rare manuscripts, etc., which is there. Along with the breakfast, you can also relish the writings of our ancient acharyas. So here we can see in this verse that, first of all, as we know by the teachings of Srila Prabhupada, that the only need of the soul is a loving relationship with the most perfect person, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. That's the only need we have. Now, this process of trying to develop this relationship with Krishna, we can say is both internal and external. Internally, we cultivate the remembrance of the Lord, attachment to the Lord, and finally have to become crazy about the Lord, develop deep love and affection for Him. But then to do that internally, we have to do things externally. And that process that in bhakti we do utilize our senses to the best extent possible. And everything external that is there of the Lord, to be able to, the internal expresses, internal actually is expressed by the external, but is also nourished by the external. And the external also expresses the internal, but also nourishes the internal. So both help each other, right? And that's what we see in this verse. Prabhupada is talking about what here? In this particular verse, in the previous verse was Tirthas, which is external. And in this verse was temples. So we'll talk about, Prabhupada talks about what, who, why, how, and when about temples. What temples? That's one of the things which is here, especially the 50th anniversary of the establishment of this temple, one of the holiest of all temples in the world. So he's talking about temples, but who established these temples? So he says here two people, Dvijadevas and Devas. Dvijadevas are the highest, in this world, the highest people. That is the spiritualists who are completely dedicated to serving the serving the people of this world, the Dvijadevas, the highest of the Dvijas, and also the people in many of the temples were established actually by the demigods, it is said, by the Devas. So people who are not in this world, but the Devas. But and why were they established? That purpose was internal. Baba is internal, as the translation itself, so the verse itself is to invoke remembrance of the Lord. Krishna anusmaranti. To invoke remembrance of the Lord is the purpose of the temple. Now, how does it invoke remembrance of the Lord? Here, Prabhupada talks about that the temple has various insignia of Lord Vishnu. Various insignia, various symbols of Lord Vishnu. And the chief of them, he says, the chakra. The chakra is at the top. And the chakra, if the reason it's at the top, is also given in this verse. That from a distance, people can see. Like Haridas Thakur was also seeing the chakra of the Jagannath temple from a distance. So from a distance, people can see. In fact, Mahaprabhu saw from a distance while before approaching the Jagannath temple the first time. The chakra from a distance. So that's why everybody can see and then remember the Lord. And when was this done is very critical considering today's session. Thousands of years ago, because Vidura himself visited 5,000 years ago. And then Prabhupada says in the purport that the long before that was then there that the temples were established. Now here is the key point. Prabhupada gives a warning here and he says that, but there is a count negative propaganda, atheistic or negative propaganda, which is saying, no, the temples did not really exist earlier. So what's the need for the temples, etc., 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 right? But we see this kind of propaganda either is actually happening in a gross way. Just recently, 2-3 weeks back in India, there was a conference organized, which is big in the news even now. The title of the conference was Eradication of Sanatan Dharma. Very bold. They actually named the conference like that. Eradication of Sanatan Dharma. So these things either happen in such a gross way, right? Or they may happen in a subtle way anyways. And that's what we look at today. In subtle ways, it's already happening anyways. So if it happens gross, then people, oh, really? Yeah, but anyway, it was happening before too. So either we can strongly denounce this thing. That's one way that we counter it. We have to counter it. That's one way to counter it. There's another way to counter it. That is also has its place. But another way to counter it is strongly establishing the truth. Strongly establishing the tradition. Which is what our acharyas have done primarily. In the mainstream society though. In the mainstream society. Now how do you do that? 3 points I'm saying. We have to understand this Sanatan Dharma, this tradition is the most ancient. It's the oldest. It's the oldest. Second, it's the most comprehensive. Jiva Goswami in his Sattva Sandarbha actually says that the reason we follow the Vedic paradigm is because it's the most comprehensive. It covers anything and everything, all kinds of subjects in this world and beyond this world. Right? And it's the most deepest, or we know it's the deepest philosophy, or you can other say, another way you can say it's the highest philosophy. Right? So, all of these three things. And that is why it is such an urgent and important, most critical need for the human society that this tradition, this truth and the underlying wisdom has to be saved. Right? We don't have to convince the audience here, but we do have to convince the world outside that this has to be saved here because of three reasons. Now, I am going to cover briefly how the Bhaktivedanta Research Center is actually doing this seva. Of trying to save this tradition and starting with how our acharyas have worked on this actually before. So here I'll just cover a few aspects here. The time is very low. I could do this session for 2 hours, but I have to compress it really short here. So I'll go really, really fast as I can. So let's fasten our seatbelts. This is Bhaktisanswari Thakur. I don't know how many people have heard this statement. If I fail to complete Vaishnava Manjusha, Encyclopedia of Vaishnavism this time, for this alone, once again, I have to come back to the material world to complete it. So he actually said that he'll take Punarjanma if he cannot complete what? An Encyclopedia of Vaishnavism. Hardly many devotees have even thought about creating an encyclopedia. He's saying, I'll come back to the material world. So you can see in connected to this verse, it is Prabhupada is saying in the recorded history, things were not there and all that. So now it will be challenged. So our acharyas want to create recorded history now. Our chance is to create more and more recorded history now. And that's an encyclopedia. It creates a record, right? It creates a record of things. So he wanted that. He said it to this Maharaja who was supposed to fund it. This, you will see in our various artifacts, this is an original copy of an original here, letterhead from the 1920s of Gaudiya Math. And here you can see, while the main Ultradanga Math Venn Junction was at, main thing was at one Ultradanga Junction Road. There was another building on the top left of this. You will see 10A Ultradengi Junction Road, which is another building which has two things: the library, which is what we have at the BRC Kolkata now, and the Vaishnava Manjusha office. So he actually had a separate building for hosting a library and doing this research work for the encyclopedia. A separate building altogether. This is how critical it was for him. In 1920, he made that statement. 16 years passed by, the work could not be completed. It was done, but to only some extent. We have the Manjusha at BRC. It's a very small, it's a smaller book, thinner book. But, so what happened is, 16 years passed by December 31st, 1936. There's just one day left before Bhakti Sanat Thakur actually leaves the world. Just one day. Less than 24 hours. And he writes, he dictates his last will. In his last will, which is here with me right now, obviously a copy of it. This is the last will of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Okay? This was dictated just 24 hours before. Now, we all know there were tons of management problems that were happening in the Gaudiya Math. He was very well aware of that. Very well worried about that. But in the first item of his last will, he doesn't talk about management. He doesn't even talk about forming the GBC. It's the second item. The first item on is complete the Manjusha. Complete the Encyclopedia of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Now, what more proof do you need that a day before he leaves the world, he is actually talking about completing a Shastra, an Encyclopedia of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So that project has taken over by the BRC. And now we are actually doing this. And that work was later done by another devotee who was from the Gaudiya Math, Haridas Dasji. He created a very comprehensive encyclopedia, but only in Bengali. This has never been translated. Now Bhaktivedanta Research Center took its first project of completing this first item on the last will of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, which is creating a translation of, in English, and a scholarly translation of the Vaishnava Encyclopedia, done by a scholarly devotee from Radharaman Parivar Vrindavan, but he is the head of Department of Indian Comparative Indian Language and Literature at University of Calcutta, Dr. Abhishek Bose. We create an encyclopedia of first part will be 1600 Gaudiya Vaishnava saints information. 1600 Gaudiya Vaishnava saints. How many Gaudiya Vaishnava saints do we know? 1600 Gaudiya Vaishnava saints in a 1200 page book. And then more will come, where we'll talk about the Tirthas also. That was mentioned in the verse here. And then we'll talk about the Granthas also. But the first will just about the Charitavali, what is called, which means about the holy saints. Is that a good thing? Coming up with 1600 Gaudiya. So this is what is the desire of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Now, going back, going further back in history, October 11, 1896, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Jai Shri Shri Ram, Kulalam, Sitaram, Shri Bhakti Vinod Thakur, we all know he sent his book in 1896 to the Western world, right? We all know this. But how many people know that this is a letter which he wrote, and in this letter he actually says that, please accept this book, but also send me rules and regulations of obtaining the degrees from your university. So the foundation for the Bhaktivedanta Institute and the Bhaktivedanta Research Center was set in 1896 by Bhakti Vinod Thakur, where he said that he himself wanted to find out how to get the degrees of the university. That means this: if you want to bring this knowledge into the mainstream, you have to save it, the knowledge, but you also have to bring it in the mainstream. That means the mainstream academia. That is the mainstream of education. Temple education is also very good. We should continue with it, obviously. But also mainstream academia. And this is the Thakur Bhakti Vinod Research Institute, which was formed in 1931 by His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. The building still exists in Mayapur. Now it is just a school, though. It's not a research center anymore. He was the president himself, and many of his disciples listed with their academic degrees. You will see here BA, MA, etc. Listed with their academic degrees are the members of that institute. They are, so you can see, and it was connected with the University of Calcutta. The Vice Chancellor of the University actually attended the inauguration of this research institute. We have it in recorded history. That's part of the research which BRC does. So you can see the research institute being formed almost 100 years ago by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And this is London. So here he sends his disciple. He didn't just send preachers. We all know he sent preachers. But how many people know that he sent his disciple, Sambhidananda Das, to the University of SOAS, University of London, to do a PhD, which was completed right in his physical presence in 1935. And you can go to SOAS,
Search for Sambidananda Das and you'll see it on the website. Sambidananda Das completed his PhD in 1935 at SOAS London. His PhD thesis is there. On what subject? History of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. While the others like, you know, Mahatma Gandhi or Ambedkar, there are many of them. Mahatma Gandhi not here, but he also studied abroad. Ambedkar studied here in London. Many of these guys also studied. You know, Indians were coming abroad and studying because that was a big thing. You come to London, study, you become a big person, yeah. And so he took that clue and he sent his disciple to do study on history of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. That theory, that thesis had never been properly published. So we are doing the publishing before Lord Chaitanya, during Lord Chaitanya, after Lord Chaitanya, three volumes of the history of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, PhD thesis. Good thing. So this is one of our research projects that we will be doing, right? Now let's hear Srila Prabhupada talking about this. And what Srila Prabhupada is saying. Oh, 1 second, I will have to play it like this.
And we can become a member of this graduate theological union. I've been working with Dr. Judah for about 1 year, and we've talked about this before. He said that he'll sponsor us.
So I shall take it.
Yes.
So you wanted to become a member of the graduate theological, and then this one.
A degree,
yes.
Recognized by the state of California,
yes.
So they can teach in universities all over the whole country.
That I want. Do it.
Yes.
We want to give degrees, at least BA, MA, and PhD, according to the advancement of knowledge.
So Prabhupada wanted this connection with the universities, etc., and here he wanted all the temples to connect with nearby academic institutions, as you can see.
Srila Prabhupada, in Mayapur, you were speaking about you wanted Mayapur to become a college with the University of Calcutta.
Why Mayapur? Everywhere.
Everywhere.
The whole educational system should be changed.
We should take
not
it over.
Change, at least this will remain as a departmental law.
Yes.
This is the Mahavakya, basically, that at least a department in every... Now, how much has that happened? Very few. Here we have Oxford Center for Hindu Studies. But in India also, we've just started now. It's very few right now. And he told, there are many other quotes, but Giriraj Maharaj, he told in 1969, so early in the movement, take your postgraduate studies in divinity by comparative study, make a thorough study of all theological schools. So this is what our acharyas are actually talking about, that we need to save the scriptures and also bring it to the mainstream of the education, because the shastras are dying. They are like our mother. The mother is crying and dying. That's... And it's just some more proof of this. Nalanda University in 1206 AD. Here is another university called Cambridge, right? That was formed in 1209, but Nalanda, 3 years before that, was burnt. 3 years before that, Nalanda University was burnt. It had 9 million manuscripts. They were all burnt by the invader Bhaktiyar Khilji. It had 10,000 students. It was a very established university, 2,000 teachers, 10,000 students, but it was burnt to ashes, recorded in world history like that. So in universities of Vedic knowledge are burnt literally also 1,000 years ago, and they now not figure, you know, in the Western world. And then 200 years ago, I'm here in London, and the Britishers, when they came to India, they actually deliberately removed there are many recorded statements like by Lord Macaulay, etc., where India used to be, you know, have the 1/3 of the GDP of the world. And one of the things which happened went down very deeply during the British period, and it's because of the knowledge was being removed. The knowledge, the education system of the Indian knowledge system, what is called now Vedic system, was completely removed. And many of us who have studied in India actually studied nothing, zilch, as they say, nothing of Indian knowledge system as part of our education. So this was completely removed. And even now, over 10 million manuscripts, according to government records, exist in India. 96.7% of these manuscripts never even been digitized. That means they are on the verge of extinction. These are a few pictures of our own team has taken in both in Bangladesh or Bengal, etc., and all that. And coming to our tradition, Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, over 700 recorded books are there. We know they should be existing, but about 1/3 of them don't even exist. I mean, we can't even find them. Gaudiya Vaishnava books cannot be found, and only some of them have been translated into English, very few, like His Holiness Bhanuswami Maharaj has done quite a few of them, actually. But you can see Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition also so much lost. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur's books also, by the way, so many books of Bhaktivinoda Thakur cannot be found, actually. So many, one third of books, now we are refining this data, but maybe one third of the books of Bhaktivinoda Thakur cannot be found of the known 89 books and articles, etc., that he published. So we can see if one of Prabhupada's books also is lost, what a great loss would it be to this world right now? We know that, right? But what about Bhaktivinoda Thakur's books? What about other Acharya's books? They have got lost. Many of them got lost. So isn't that also a great tragedy to the world? So that's what we have to try to bring this. And Vedic knowledge, you know, is the most comprehensive. This is just to, you know, we can talk about for a long time on this, but, you know, all the fields of knowledge, not just spirituality, but the medical, you know, vastu and architectural, and then we have the music, dance, drama, and Sanskrit, and you name it, like economics, etc. So much is there, yoga, etc. So much is there, the most comprehensive knowledge system. A lot of it is lost. But still, whatever is have can be saved. And now nobody has to be proved. You know, yoga is already taking over the healthcare business in the world. So nobody has to be proven anymore that this knowledge system is extremely profound. Right? So this Ayurveda, etc. So now in management and leadership, a lot of people are talking about it. So that's what the BRC is doing. The BRC is saving this ancient wisdom. Saving this ancient wisdom so that it can actually enlighten the whole world. It's a good thing to do. So let's try to work towards this. Now the start of what I was going to talk about. So Bhaktivedanta Research Center is actually doing so by six different pillars. Like when you worship the deity, that's also a temple. You offer aarti, you offer bhoga, etc. Like, same way, our deities are what? The scriptures. So the scriptures you worship in six ways. You collect them, preserve them, exhibit them, research them, publish them, you teach them. Okay. So first, we have done a lot of this work. I'll go through very quickly in the next 15 minutes or so, as fast as I can. So through all the work that has been happening for the last 15 years in this area. So 15 years, 15 minutes. And how can I do it? Okay, so many manuscript search visits we have done. We saved many manuscripts, thousands of manuscripts preserved physically and digitally, over maybe 100,000 books, but physically at least 30,000 books, 4,000 journals, a lot of exhibits, etc. We have done. We are also trying to do permanent exhibits at different temples. We are doing actually now 40 plus research projects, not just 30 plus. We have published already 3 books. More than 25 are in line, and master's, PhD, and other courses programs are happening. So that's the Sri Sri Shastra Mandir for you. It was founded by His Grace Hariswari Prabhu, His Grace Pranava Prabhu, back in, this is the building in Kolkata, where I've already invited you now. That's your home in Kolkata. It was, as you can see, this is the inauguration. His Grace Bhakti Chalu Swami Maharaj, Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, His Grace Javananivas Prabhu, His Grace Hariswari Prabhu, worshipping our deities. That's our deities, the Bhagavatam and other things. We have just many more deities. We have thousands of deities. In just one temple, that's one difference, which is there. And this project has been officially appreciated by the Governing Body Commission in 2002 as a library research center, an academic institute serving ISKCON globally. So that's why we are here to serve you also at the manor. So this is an officially like a globally appreciated project. We are right now in Mumbai, Pune, Kolkata, Vrindavan, Puri, and also in New York now. We are affiliated to University of Mumbai, offering master's and PhD degrees. We are also affiliated to University of Pune, and we are trying affiliation in other universities also. These are official letters. Where we don't expect you to read them, obviously. So this is University of Mumbai, Pune, etc., where we have all of these things. We have MOUs with none other than very prestigious institutes like Oxford Center for Hindu Studies, working hand in hand with them. Had a meeting with them just yesterday about our project also. Bar-Ilan University, Israel, in USA, in other places in South America, Africa, etc. Then various institutions in India, various publications, other institutions and corporates, etc. These are all our MOUs. MOUs is Memorandum of Understandings with our various partners. Just a few pictures of various places where we have done these MOUs, etc. So now, and this is very brief. We can talk about 1 hour just on this thing, but I will be able to show you in the exhibits this thing, that all of these six pillars were actually something that was being done right from the time of His what should we say? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, actually, and you will be able to, you will relish this, you know, later on during the breakfast, you can see. Mahaprabhu was the first manuscript collector, by the way, in our movement. Brahma Samhita and Krishna Karnamrit. The six Goswamis did it also later on. And then Jiva Goswami had his own library also, as we know, in Radha Damodar Mandir. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a manuscript collector, was searching for the Chaitanya Charitamrita for 8 years. 8 years before he actually found it. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur also had his big library with more than 2,000 books, which we have right now. So, coming to research, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, what kind of research? 61 explanations of just the one verse, Atma Ram verse, yeah? 61 explanations. Obviously, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami is particularly sent for doing research to the to Vrindavan, like that. Jiva Goswami, what kind of the greatest philosopher, as Prabhupada said, ever seen, wrote more than 400,000 verses. What kind of, started a Rupanuga Vidyapeet also, the school, the Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, what deep research. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur obviously also, and connected with the universities. Bhakti Saraswati Thakur we also talked about. Then Prabhupada also we talked about. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj himself doing his PhD here in Cambridge. So this tradition is already there. And some blessings from our current Vartaman Acharyas, as we can see, he's already the Devamrita Swami Maharaj. This is so extraordinarily important beyond anything I can dream of. What you have done so far, BRC is a massive undertaking just like the TOVP. Is known as Radhana Swami Maharaj. The Bhaktivedanta Research Center is one of the most important of holy places in the world. The Shastra Seva at BRC is vital for protecting our literary heritage from a broader context and historical perspective. Srila Prabhupada and all of our acharyas are blessing us. And one of my very favorite ones, Japata Swami Maharaj, said it in front of me. I don't know how long I will be here, but I am for you. I carry this in my heart. I am much impressed. His name is Ravind Sarupar, one of the most prominent scholars we know in our movement. I am much impressed, inspired and grateful for the amazing progress of the BRC. This is a manifestation of the desire of Srila Prabhupada. And Brahmeshwar Prabhu, who was main person in BBT, the essential future of the BBT is in the BRC. This is the future of the BBT right now here at BRC. Vaisheshika Prabhu saying, this is to me one of the most ecstatic projects in the world. So, now our manuscript mission briefly. So you can see here, we have gone to various places. This is Prabhupada, went to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's birthplace. Jadubar Prabhu, who is here right now in London, he was sent there. And to preserve Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writing, the pages are in very decrepit condition. They may be preserved for future generations of Vaishnavas to see the actual handwriting and words of such great saintly people. That's what we are going to do today, as you will see the actual handwriting. So that's the fulfillment of the desire, direct statement recorded. Treat this matter how? Very seriously and thoroughly. Take all precautions to guard them. What is that expense? And this is, we are showing some of these artifacts. Srisaran Radhanath Swami Maharaj, Gaurang Prabhu is also there, Pranava Prabhu. And the manuscripts are in a very pathetic condition across the world. We have, across India and subcontinent primarily, Vrindavan, Puri, Jaipur, so many places we have visited, Bangladesh, etc. So many manuscripts we have collected. We provide these manuscripts to publications like the BBT. BBT, we provided the manuscripts which we have collected. Now they are coming up with the Jaiva Dharma Bhaktivinoda Thakur based on these things. So they are not just for exhibitions, they get utilized for publications. And three types of manuscripts, palm leaf, talpatra, tree bark, ped ki chal, and handmade paper. This is how we are preserving the manuscripts. You can see they are in very pathetic condition. This is one of the manuscripts said to be the handwriting of his Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, which is there. Oh, you want to, should I pass it? You are saying, okay, yeah, I can pass it. Yeah. I can pass some of these things. Yeah. And then we can, so this is the Mahant there, he's holding it. Our team is digitizing it. We engraved it on, he's said to have Gadadhar Pandit and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu handwriting. There are many more of these which are there in the exhibit, in the breakfast area that you can see later on. We engraved on zinc plate. So this is our team working on this. This is a school in Bangladesh. 9,000 manuscripts, 60,000 books which are there. And these are all, school of the Hindu tradition. So this is many of them would be Gaudiya Vaishnava literature in Bangladesh. We went there this year also. We are trying to go again to try to preserve. Look at the condition of this. Just meditate for 5 seconds on this at least and see if you don't do anything, they are gone. And you know, they are not like cows or DT. Even DTs can be brought back, right? In the sense that you can have another DT. Right? You don't have the original DT, but you have another DT. Cows can come back. But the Shastra, once gone, they are gone. The knowledge once gone is gone. So this is how critical this thing is, basically. So in Odisha, you can see where there are many, many more reports. We have a big report on this whole thing. This is Harishwari Prabhu, you know, the pioneer of this whole program. So many manuscripts that we saved here. And we provide these manuscripts to even scholars abroad. Bhrigupad Prabhu, Dr. Mans Guru from Finland, he just created a critical edition of Hari Bhakti Vilas of Sanatan Goswami. We provided him this manuscript specifically. And he's acknowledged that in his book of Hari Bhakti Vilas. Second, preserving digital libraries. So we are creating physical and digital libraries. This is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's library, which he used to have the Gaudiya Math library. As I said, this is the library. It is waiting for your darshan. Please come and see this library. Bhakti Saraswati Thakur, personal library. More than 2,000 books. So now we talk about research work. You see, our acharyas had this kind of libraries, actually. More than 2,000 books are there. Away. So this is serious journals of our tradition. Just one journal here. Dainik Nadia Prakash, a daily newspaper, published 5,000 issues, 8 pages per issue, 40,000 plus pages of this Dainik Nadia Prakash. And this is what the condition was like for many of the pages. We digitized them, we laminated them physically, as you can see. And then this is what was like before. Now it is like this. So this knowledge could have been lost forever. This is one of the deemed projects of Devamrita Maharaj. He said, please translate this as soon as possible. So we would like to work on this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Goshti from his birthplace. We preserved many of his books there. This is trimming, laminating, binding, encapsulating. And you can see here Gaurang Prabhu holding some of these things. Navdeep Dham Mahatmaya. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's autobiography of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the original. And this is none other than the original handwritten Gaur Aarti. Hari Bol. So, would you like to have an original Gaur Aarti copy here in Bhaktivedanta Manor? Let's take a vote on that. Okay, I think I was telling almost everybody. Okay, so this has been approved by Vishakha Prabhu, many other senior devotees here. We would like to flood all our temples with the artifacts of our acharyas. Is that a good idea? Would Prabhupada appreciate that? We have Prabhupada's Murti. But we can have the artifacts of our acharyas. So he added Jai Jai Gaurachande Narhari Adikori later. You will be able to see. He added that these two stanzas later. So many of these. Jagannath Das Babaji original photo. This is a library in Kolkata waiting for you. This is Dr. David Hepperman Library, Premdas Prabhu Library in Mumbai. We are creating a lot of digital libraries also of various colleges, also of various sampradayas. Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, Nibarkacharya Sampradaya, Vallabhacharya Sampradaya. So we are creating camaraderie, friendship with the other sampradayas also. So this is one of the things which happens in academia, can happen more easily in academia because we are connecting with them. We are collaborating with lots of technology partners, Stockholm University, so many other universities, etc. in order to do this work. This is the letter from Scottish Church College, Kolkata. Anybody knows what is that college? Prabhupada's College. So we are digitizing the philosophy book. Maybe some of the books would have been read by Abhay Charan Day. You know, at that time, we are digitizing that. This is an official letter. Bagh Bazar Gaudiya Math. We are working with them. So you see the relationships that are developing here. Because Gaudiya, we are digitizing their library for them. That from the time of Bhakti Saraswati Thakur, the main Gaudiya Math. St. Xavier's College, Kolkata. Prabhupada talked about this college also a lot. He wanted us to create an institute. We are digitizing one of their libraries. We are in fact starting a center for interreligious studies with Stockholm University. St. Xavier's College and Bhaktivedanta Research Center. Then this also project where we are creating a library of a digital library, a Bengali searchable library of Gaudiya Vaishnava journals of Bhakti Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur on the same platform which was funded by Government of India to create a library for Rabindranath Tagore, which is a big name in India. Now we want to make Bhakti Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur as big names or bigger. Then we can, so we, one of the ways to do that is to create a digital library like that. This is Navanyaya of Navadeep, another digital library that we have created, which was inaugurated a couple of months ago, covered over media big time. This is a digital library like, so, you know, each of the book, flip book, you can read. We have done exhibitions like we are doing in London right now of many of these artifacts that you would see. Research work, more than 40 research projects, so many international scholars, national scholars, research assistants working on this. You can see scholars from all over, Stockholm University, Garuda Prabhu from GTU, Berkeley, OCHS, Indiana University, then Mumbai, Pune University, Radhika Raman Prabhu, many of these people we know. They are all involved with us. So many research assistants are assisting them. So Swalikita Jeevani of Bhakti Vinod Thakur is the first book that we published in Bengali right now. It will come up in English also. Very soon is autobiography. And this was covered in the media, largest media coverage that Bhakti Vinod Thakur ever got in recent history. Largest media coverage. So here you can see so many newspapers, etc. And on social media, you know, this Swalikita Jeevani was greatly appreciated. This is Prakriti Goswami from the family lineage of Vallabhacharya. Family lineage of Vallabhacharya doing a PhD in Vallabha Sampradaya, Vallabha Vedanta from Indiana University, USA. We facilitated her to do that PhD. She has printed, you know, published one of the books with us on Srimad Bhagavatam, Rasa Panchadhyayi. So we have helped students also like that. We're coming up with, so I'm telling you the variety right now, just quickly a variety of the projects. There are projects like, which we talked about earlier, which is, you know, on the Bhagavatam, etc. But then the Temple Town illustrated guidebooks. So, you know, Kanchipuram is a heritage city with so many temples, all from the Vedic history, how these temples were, what were the architecture like, what these verse talked about, that there were architecture, etc., insignia, etc., other things which were there, how all of these things were there, from all the temples of Kanchipuram, we are coming up with an illustrated guidebook, which then we will share with the government also to help preserve these holy places, help preserve, etc. So, this book is coming out for Madan Mohan Temple in Vrindavan. We are coming up with a book describing everything, the political, social, economical, architectural, artistical history of Madan Mohan Temple, how it was done in the regime of the Mughals, Emperor Akbar, by the six Goswamis, and done by a devotee who is a professional architect from the top school in India. So that book is just coming out in a couple of weeks. Rupa Goswami's book on now temple rituals, temple architecture, temple rituals. Rupa Goswami's book on how to do Abhishek of Lord Krishna during Janmashtami. So that's another one which is there. Then the Ultradanga Junction Road, how the Gaudiya Math was doing, you know, was doing the Ultradanga, was doing its... Is preaching there in Uttaranga, Saraswati Jayashree, biography of Lord, of His Divine Krishna Bhakti Sanswari Thakur Prabhupada. That will be published. The Bhagavata, its philosophy, its ethics and theology is a book by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Gauranga Vijay is a biography of Lord Chaitanya, written in 16th century, which has never been published in English. Kind of a hidden biography. So that we are publishing with the Asiatic Society, Kolkata. Good to have another biography of Lord Chaitanya. Raghuvansham is about Lord Ramchandra's lineage. A book by Kalidas, 2,000 plus pages, book will come out, which we will also share with the temple in Ayodhya that is coming up. And then also we have started awards in the name of our acharyas. So Srila Prabhupada Memorial Award at Scottish Church College. Annually this award will be given to the best philosophy student and the best teacher doing community service. Good thing, right? So many names of so many celebrities, there are awards. But what about our acharyas? They have to be the real celebrities in the mainstream also. So there is an award which has been instituted. The first award was given. And in Bhakti Sanswari Thakur's college, Sanskrit College, Kolkata, we are also trying to establish it. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur, the good news is, we just got the good news. Bhakti Vinod Thakur's studied at Presidency University, Kolkata. So in his name now at that university, we will have an annual award being instituted also. So we have sponsored all of these awards from our side. There are many more projects. If I read this, we will completely skip the breakfast. So there are 40 projects that we are doing right now. So you can relish this in your free time. So there are many more which are there. So as I said, a variety of different fields, right? It can be also management. It can be Sanskrit. It can be music, dance, drama. So much more. Vedic wisdom is everywhere. So any interest that you have in any of these fields, you have interest in libraries, you have interest in books, you have interest in research, or you know of anybody who may be having such interest. By the way, this is innovative preaching. Because even people, it's not, you know, people connect with this message sometimes much more than, because it's about wisdom, it's about heritage, right? So you can connect with many people like this also. And all the projects are being done by academic scholars who work favorably with the devotees. Many of them are devotee academic scholars also. We have done a lot of work for ISO certification. We have worked with the government also in India. We are on Wikipedia also. We have done a lot of academic conferences, more than 30 academic, with more than 100 people, again, all on... Our primarily on Gaudiya Vaishnavism or Vedic wisdom, like that. And we are helping international scholars like this, Radha Branderman. We are working officially with universities like the Harvard University. She's doing a PhD on Jiva Goswami's Harinamamrita Vyakran and Sanskrit Grammar. So we are helping her to do her PhD. So she was with us for a few months. She was collecting manuscript. This is Sundar Gopal Prabhu. He was doing a PhD at University of Oxford. We are helping him get a lot of different, you know, books and manuscripts, etc. He's doing a PhD on Bhaktivinod Thakur. So we are helping such people also. So all kinds of subjects, application of these subjects for efficiency, ethics, environment, emotions, entrepreneurship, or spiritual arts and sciences, and doing research, PhD, master's, courses, etc. These are our guides. A lot of people are doing their PhD. Gaurang Prabhu himself is doing his master's with us. And so that's the Bhaktivedanta Research Center. These are the six pillars of the Shastra Mandir. And you are, my head is at all of your lotus feet, and we seek your kind blessings. So while you're having the breakfast, keep look at the artifacts. And right now I'm open for any questions. And now you can take off your seat belts and we can have some questions. Yes. BRC website is brcglobal.org. I should have read that. Yeah, actually, there is this. Yeah. So this can also be brcglobal.org. Which is also there, this brcglobal.org, and there is this Wikitia site also, which is there. Yes, sir.
Thank you for your informative class, very stimulating. I found it very interesting, the connection with Calcutta University and the Gaudiya Mat, and also Prabhupada wanted to have.
Yeah.
So I was reading yesterday in Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav that the Calcutta University actually offered the Gaudiya Mat to teach certain courses. I think it was in Chaitanya Charitamrita or whatever. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he declined. He didn't want to do it. So it's kind of, it's a push-pull thing. I'm finding that there's so much desire to infiltrate these universities, but then when the offer was there, he said no, he didn't want to do it. It's interesting.
Yeah, see, just a brief comment on this thing is that, see, there is a temple and there is academia, and really the work which is to be done to bring them together is a work which has to be maneuvered in a very careful way, because we may either lose our own authenticity. It's true, we have to be very careful about that. We know that very well. At the same time, they are the mainstream. That's the mainstream education. So if we are only in the temple, then we would not. And we know Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying, I want the degrees of Munich University, Germany, not even of University of Calcutta. He was talking about the universities in Germany, like that. And Bhaktivinoda, by the way, we have recorded in the history, I will look at this Bhakti Vaibhav thing, that the University of Calcutta, yeah, we see he came to the inauguration of that research institute. So many things like that, and we see Prabhupada's statement also. But yeah, it has to be done in a way where we can maintain the rigor. We get, we are able to put this knowledge into the mainstream of academia, but do it in a way by which we can maintain our own rigor also, that we appropriately. It has to be done appropriately. So that's why it's a careful journey that needs to be taken. But our acharyas themselves said that we need to take it because we can see so much value in if our devotees, like Radhika Raman Prabhu, so many others, if our OCHS here, if our devotees take that, then. Because otherwise, by the way, so much negative propaganda is happening in academia, and they become the voice for the people, and they become the voice for the government and all of this. So if our devotees go there, then we can fight this war. Otherwise, we have lost the war. Questions or comments or corrections? I hope it was interesting and informative for the people. As I said, there we have some of these artifacts, etc., which are there in the breakfast area. So please do see, and we seek your kind blessings for the seva. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.